Hi, everybody. Bob Plaster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we're going to listen to the work of Joan Rivers. And I'm inclined to give Joan Rivers the benefit of the doubt, mainly because, for reasons that I don't want to go into now, I was once a guest on the Dinah Shore Show ages ago, and Joan Rivers was my fellow guest on this program, and she was really very, very nice to me. And what was also very nice was at the time nobody knew, or at least I didn't know very much about her husband Edgar, other than that she made fun of him in her act all the time. And it was lovely to see that after the show, they were sort of snuggly and sweet. And I was driving home and I saw them in the car in front of me, and they were all sort of cuddled up in the car. And it was very nice. So I like Joan Rivers for that reason. And not for that reason alone, also because she's a very funny lady. I don't think she's terribly well represented on records, but we'll do the best we can. We've got three records here. The first one is so old that she was single at the time, and it says on the back that if you are a single man, you can date this lady. So I guess you can date this lady again, unfortunately. Yeah, then there's another album. These don't have dates on them, so it's hard to say. I think the first one is like 66, is just a guess. It's called When You Think of Funny, Think of Joan Rivers Presenting Mr. Phyllis and Other Funny Stories. And then there's another one from somewhere in between. And then What Becomes a Legend Most, which the funniest thing about this record, I can't do on the radio. I can hold the album up to the microphone, but it's a picture of the royal wedding with Joan Rivers superimposed wearing this day-glow pink dress and holding a blender with a big ribbon on it. It's very, very funny. Anyhow, that album came out in 1983. And she says, the material performed by Miss Rivers pokes fun at celebrated persons and is not intended to offend or embarrass them. Well, you judge for yourself. Let's start off, though, with some very early stuff by Joan Rivers about her apartment. And you'll hear some, I'll play this stuff roughly chronologically, and you will definitely hear some evolution in her style.
I come from an upper middle class family. My mother took the test in the Reader's Digest, and that's what we are. And yeah. How many times a week does your maid come in? Joan, how often you home? Four. If I was living home, I'd be upper, you know. But yeah. So I brought my mother to see the apartment, and the first thing she says, like, she's like, anything could be made cheerful. Which, that hurts. Because I had already made it cheerful, I thought. And then I took Roy Silver Star Maker over, and he said, well, when you paint, it'll be better, and they painted it. It's been like bango time, you know? So anyhow, so I've got this old broken-down candelabra, really lousy-looking, and I scraped it with the Brillo, and I got rid of all the wax and everything, and today I have a beautiful Chianti bottle. It's okay. But I have what they call black thumb, because I just have, like, bad luck with plants, and I bought me a philodendron. I started small, and I put it in my kitchen, and it drank my soup. But my mother said, like, to give the apartment building a little class, which we need desperately, I must say, my mother's like, give it a name. Because every apartment building today has a name. Like on 10th Street, there's the Vincent Van Gogh. You know, my sister's getting married. She's moving to the Gentry East. Smart. In Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Gentry gotta live too, you know. And up on Park Avenue, they have the Patty, Maxine, Laverne, you know. So my mother said, the doormen all wear pompadours and do the taxi boogie. But anyhow. So my mother said, give the building a name, because the building doesn't have a name. And like, so I decided we should call a meeting a house meeting, because that's important, you know? And we had to call a house meeting during the day, because a lot of the ladies work in the evening. They're actresses also. We all stand around in the foyer, and we talk about things like ankle bracelets and wedgies, you know. And they love me. But so nice, like, I live away, but, like, they take care of me in my apartment building, which is, like, you know, which is nice. And I'm the newest tenant, and all the ladies are so good to me, and they worry. And, like, one of them tonight said to me, which is just, you know, so nice, she, like, you know, keep over 45th Street if you know what's good for you. And I,
oh.
liked you from Toppinetti's. But anyhow. So we decided, we got all together, we decided to give the house a name. And we had several alternatives. We could have called it the Jose. Then somebody suggested the Mildred. But I said no. And finally we decided we have a simple name. We just call it Public Shelter. And it's nice. And we're like, where do you live? You say, I live in the public shelter west. And it's nice. And everybody suddenly, when your building has a name, we're all different now. And we all walk tall through the lobby, you know? And we carry ourselves a lot of class. And now we walk over to the super and we say things like, call me a bus, ha ha. And the super says, you're a bus, ha ha. And then he wishes you well in a foreign tongue. But anyhow. So, four girls alone, what's the matter? That's your mother's going crazy? It's, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York, same thing, yeah. How old are you? You don't know. 27, your mother, and you're single? Your mother must be going out of her mind. That's Jewish or Gentile? Gentile, Catholic? No, then you have nothing to worry about. No, Catholic mothers have an excuse. She wants to be a nun. What can I do? You have nothing to worry about. Jewish mothers, they'd be walking around with a baggie over their faces. But Gentile's very different. And this is nice with the matching outfit. Lovely, lovely. Yeah. Don't we all try, but what the hell? Yeah, feel this. Yeah, acetate. But, so how long are you married? Oh, and no wonder you had a mink jacket. That's it. How's it working out?
Fine.
Thank God. That's it. Children? You never know. And this is who is this? Is it just a friend or engaged, married, single? Married? No.
Almost engaged.
Almost engaged?
Yeah.
Get a ring first. Don't give me almost engaged. Almost engaged means let's go to the Hotel Dixie. You get really engaged. That's, right. Yeah, exactly. Don't let them talk you into anything, I'm telling you right now. And you're already sunburned, very nice. But you can always single again. Look at this again, you know, smoking away, being charming. Tears streaming down her face. Pretending you're having fun, right? Because single girls on the date, who makes the conversation? The man shows up, whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. It's the girl, right? Sitting there discussing things like premarital sex, puffing away. Well, if you love somebody, why not? I'll tell you why not. Get the ring first. Because if you don't get the ring in the beginning, you'll never get it. Look what I got. 4 chips and 12 mirrors. Look what I got. Can you see this? I pass it around, but you'll drop it. I'll have 7 years bad luck. Can you see this? And when he gave it to me, he had the gall to look me in the eye and say, it's small, but it's perfect. I'm a woman. A woman doesn't want small, but perfect. I want it imperfect, but big. Who would know? Would you know? I wouldn't hang out with jewelers' wives. Who would know? I wanted a ring when I came on stage. You'd look at me and go, bad taste. Can't get a glove on. You know those kind? I want to wear a glove on my right hand and go stark naked with the left one through life. I want to remember when I came on stage, you'd look at me and go, catch the ring. She's not that hot looking, but catch the ring. She must have something. She must be great in bed. You know what this chip tells you? Before anything starts, that's all I say to you. So you're single. You're going out on dates with people you hate? Yeah, we all go through it. What? Oh, I went out with anything. I was 27, too. If he could walk and talk and find the doorbell, that was it. Anything. I would get obscene phone calls. I'd say, hang on, let me get a cigarette. Anything. Oh, sure. No, 20. My mother, I'm 27 years old, not moving. Do you know what my mother went through? What do you mean you don't like him? He's a lawyer. Mother, he's a lawyer with pimples. So what? Marry him. The pimples will clear up. I was desperate, too, on what I went through single. Remember those days, smiling, going out with anybody? How'd you get my name? From a men's room, I'll be there. I would, anything. Didn't you go through that when you were single? I was a bridesmaid 108 times. You know, it's like they have 108 acetate dresses in your apartment. Gets married, the bride wants to look pretty, I'll fix those bitches. I'll buy dresses that look like Helen. I had a V-neck with the 3/4 sleeves, Kelly green acetate. And they say to you, you can wear it anywhere. Where the hell are you gonna wear it? 108 bridesmaids dresses and 108 pair of AS Specs dyed to match. What do you do with 108 pair of AS spec shoes? Oh, God, am I glad I'm married. So you're working now, what? Yeah, where are you going to look? Yeah. Oh, we all go through it, don't worry. Your mother's only sitting next to women with sons. My mother bought a dog and trained it to point at mothers with single sons. My mother, when she walked into Hadassah meetings, who's got a son? That's all. She gave away her door prizes, anything. All I ever heard was everyone's gone but you. You know those kind of things? Everyone's gone but Sally that your baby sat for. Baby sat for? She's got two kids. Mother Sally isn't married. That's not the point. Someone cared for Sally. Someone cared twice for Sally. You knew Sally? Yeah. I went to football games. You know how desperate that is? You don't know you're a man, you go in your woolies. Try it as a woman. Try it as a woman and get arrested, huh? Go there, 5 degrees above zero, in a miniskirt, high heels, and stockings, smiling. Go, team, go. Go to hell, team! 5 degrees above zero, your flower drops dead from the cold. And the clock stops again. Oh, 5 degrees. And the idiot you're with finally pulls out his flask, thank God. And it's filled with Diet Pepsi. Five, and you say to him, Harry, let's go home. And suddenly, the field clears, and out in a miniskirt and a baton comes Miss Lobotomy. And he says, how come she's not cold? Of course, she's 28, single and desperate. That's how come. You should see her mother at home. Because once you're married, you never saw a married baton twirler. Once they're married, it's like the rest of us, under the electric blanket with remote control TV. Click, 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 click. You want to go to the football game? Go. What the hell do I care? It doesn't matter, damn it, because a man, as long as he's alive, he can be rich, he can be poor, he can be clean, he can be dirty, he is a catch. That's why you're single. Remember, you have a limited amount of time. You're a woman. A man, this son of a bitch you're with, is not going to marry you. This son of a bitch, he's going to be around till he's 98. We have an extra man. Bring him along. He's 98. Bring him. He's dead. We'll prop him. Bring him. Oh, sure. Because they're double standards even today. Oh, look at the room, suddenly so quiet. Oh, come on, there are still double standards. A man can sleep around and sleep around, nobody asks any question. A woman, you make 19, 20 mistakes, right away you're a tramp. Oh, shit! Not fair! That's why it's so hard to be a woman. How old are you? Though you're very cute. Yes, did you go to college? That's why you're too smart. Men like them stupid. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, what? Oh, grow up. Men like them stupid. Oh, all you need is a pretty face and a trick pelvis and you're home free. And oh, sure. I'm telling you. See, the generation where they never told you these things. I'm the generation where you had your... I was 28 years old and single. Oh, my mother was going crazy. How old were you when you got married? 23, so no chicken either. Yeah, yeah. Did you wear white? Okay, excuse me. I don't want to hear. So defensive, yes. Were you a nurse? I wore white also. I had a big black hem on my dress. Oh, I walked down the aisle, every usher went white. When the rabbi said, you take this man, 14 guys said she has. Oh, it's just... My husband bought the horseback riding story, thank God. But... So did Prince Charles. Can we talk? Lady Diana, that poor bitch, to marry her off to a gay guy. Is that... Grow up! Don't you read the Inquirer? Prince Charles is gay. He can't wait for the mother to die. He can become queen. Oh, do you think he's good looking, Prince Charles, though stupid ass he is on him? He go, he'll hang glide over the Falkland Islands. Those ears, he could pick up cable TV. And he could play ping pong without a paddle. Oh, do you find them good looking, the royal family? Because my husband's English, he thinks they're good looking. Can we talk here? A bunch of dogs. A bunch of dogs. Go out in the street, call their names, Queenie, Duke, and Prince. See what shows up. Oh, sure. A bunch of dogs. They ever took a family picture, it looked like an ad for Adopt-A-Pet. Oh, I, you know who the ugliest of all is? The sister. Anne, is that a horse? Is that a horse? How many kids you got, Princess Anne? Did you watch the wedding? She ate the bridal bouquet. Oh, this woman is a horse. The last man to mount her was Willie Shoemaker. And talks like she's really hot. You know, certain women talk like they had a little money. They all talk like fancy. You know what I mean? Like potatoes in their mouth. Fancy. Fon, 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 fon. You know what I mean? I met her. I was in London with my husband. They said, Joan, Princess Anne, Princess Anne, Joan. I go, how do you do? She goes, fon, fon. I said, what did she say? Fon, 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 fon. I said, this bitch is putting me on. Fon, 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 fon. So as a joke, I went, well, fon, 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 fon. She invited me for the weekend. She loves me. She and the mother. The mother loves me. Is she here? The Queen of England. Look for the Queen of England. She could be sitting right next to you in a house dress and a crown. Is that a schlep? Can we talk? The Queen. See, I get very angry. Can we talk here? I get very angry with women. If you're rich, you should look good. If you're poor and you don't look good, it's not your fault, okay? Not your fault, like you. Not your fault. But if you're rich, you should look good, am I right? If you're the Queen of England, if you owned England and Ireland and Scotland and Canada, God damn it, shave your legs. There is no excuse. No excuse. Oh, and I met her. Did you ever meet the Queen of England? I did a command performance for her. Very strange. Because you don't know how to act at a command performance. Do you bow? Do you curtsy? Do you give her a tipperillo? The only time I've ever seen her was on a stamp, so I went over and licked the back of her head. Man, it's just... She's all ball back there. She brushes it all forward. Oh, God. I don't like her. Can we talk here? I think she had an affair with my husband. Yes, I feel very close to you. I think I can tell you this. I think my husband had an affair with the Queen of England. He never said so, but he was out one night in London. He came home with tiara marks all over his stomach. It's just... Isn't that a great joke? Marie Osmond told me that joke. Don't you hate the Osmonds? Goody, Marie Osmond makes Debbie Boone look like a slut. Oh, God. But I think my husband, do you think your husband cheats? Because you're married, too.
Yeah, I know you hope not, but do you think? How long are you married?
Couple of months.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Let me see your ring. How'd you do? Not bad. You're not Jewish.
Yes.
You are. Oh. You're a Jew and you took that ring? Are you... Is your mother alive? And there's no excuse. Well, are you pregnant? Oh, that's okay then. Then you're lucky you got married. Another tramp in front. You are pregnant? Don't you believe in contraceptives? You're a Jew who doesn't use contraceptives? Jews get orgasms in department stores. Just the words, charge it, charge it, they all start to shake. Five middle-aged Jews, charge it! Well, I hope your husband doesn't cheat. See, I know. Can we talk here? Okay. I have no sex appeal. Okay. Okay. Oh, please. I have no sex appeal. My body is falling so goddamn fast. My gynecologist wears a hard hat. You have no idea. That's why every woman, grab it while you can. Except some women can get older and they have sex appeal. Elizabeth Taylor. Do they love her? The men still, don't you find her sexy? I think she's fat. Look how quiet the room got. Okay, she's not fat, okay? Okay, you don't think she's fat? I think she's fat. All right, I say this with love. We're very close. She's a pig. I think this woman is fat. Oh, grow up. Her thighs are going condo. Yes! She wears stretch caftans. This woman is... How fat is she? She has more chins than a Chinese phone book. This woman could moon Europe. Oh, please! This woman is fat. Mosquitoes see her and scream, buffet! Her bumper sticker says, my other car's a refrigerator. She puts mayonnaise on an aspirin. I think she's fat. She drinks Pepsi heavy. I said to her, what do you want on your hamburger? She said, a hot dog. Because I take her around a lot. I took her to McDonald's just to watch her eat and watch the numbers change. She's the only woman I know who can stand in front of a microwave oven and go, hurry! I should tell you a little bit about myself, because that starts it out nicely. I come from a little town called Larchmont, which is very, very tiny. We have a mirror at one end. Which scares hell out of the visitors, crash out. There's a bloody stranger, but then, anyhow. My father is a doctor in Larchmont, and I'm very proud of my father. I think he's a lot smarter than a lot of these guys with degrees. And my father... my father's like the true American dream. This is kind of interesting. My father worked his way through medical school as a waiter. And to this day, little things kind of carry over into the practice. The minute a patient walks in the office, he gives him a roll and a glass of water. The patients are like, gee, doc, what have I got? My father says, what do you have, you know?
writes his prescriptions like this, you know. Unless, if it's a family, he says, you want that all in one prescription, you know. And my mother is very interesting. My mother is not a doctor, even though she also didn't go to medical school. She's just a mother, you know. And we're very close. We're almost like mother and daughter. As a child, my parents were very good. I was very fat as a child. But like, when you say like fat, like I was my own buddy at camp. Now that's, you know. Because I was so fat, I didn't have any friends because nobody could get close enough to me to find out I was fun. So I would... I began to retreat very much into myself. And my parents... my parents tried to cheer me up, you know, and they'd go for a ride and they'd take me with them in the U-Haul. But even so... I was becoming kind of strange because I used to sit around the sandbox and make death masks, you know. So they said that for protection, they better send me to progressive school. So they sent me to the Leonard Bernstein Country Day. Or Leonard Bernstein, depending on your income level. And there... at the school... Do you know about progressive schools? Progressive schools are run on the theory of let the child do as he wishes. Let the child do as he wishes, you know, let the child do as he wishes. So for 3 years, I did not wish to go to school. And then, tick, tick, tick. And then, they caught me and they sent me to school, and because I was so fat, they thought for therapy, this is all true, folks, they thought, it is, exaggerated but true, they, grossly, they thought... They thought for therapy, to make me forget that I was fat, they would put me into the school plays, you know, which would kind of, you know, take my mind off it, lumber, lumber. And it was Christmas time, and they put me into the Christmas play, and the first part I ever had, I played the Three Magi. And I got to do a solo. I, Three Kings of Orient, am. And then...
And there you have it. That's going to do it for our show about Joan Rivers. I thought it'd be interesting to go back to her first album there and hear her reminisce about when she was a fat person, because a lot of people think she is a bit cruel in her handling of such topics. But then again, it was that piece of material, the Liz Taylor piece, which Taylor herself credits as being responsible for her losing all the weight that she lost. So... anyway, there you go. We heard from three Joan Rivers albums. The first one is called Joan Rivers Presents Mr. Phyllis and Other Funny Stories. And then the second one is Live at the Upstairs at the Downstairs. And then What Becomes a Semi-Legend Most, her most recent album. And there you go. Joan Rivers is from the same neck of the woods as I am, which explains why our accents are identical. She's from Larchmont, I'm from New Rochelle. At any rate... let's see. Next week and the week after, we're going to do two shows of Monty Python, taken mainly from a new CD, which has come out called The Final Ripoff Album. the last gasp of redredging the wonderful Monty Python stuff. They're showing the shows on MTV. They're well worth catching. Also, let me see, Monday or Tuesday night, I guess. Yeah, Tuesday night the 15th at Schoenberg Hall at UCLA. Norman Cousins and John Cleese discussing the healing power of laughter. Contact either UKLA or Schoenberg Hall for that. And until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.